Hello, Mark Tiley here from the morning show at manxradio.com, brought to you by Shaw Isle of Man. My guests earlier in the week were McFly. Well, Harry Judd and Danny Jones from McFly. They're coming to the Isle of Man next June. It's a sellout. It's going to be awesome. I had a chat with them both, starting with Harry. McFly, Stargirl, and they're coming to the Isle of Man next June, 29th of June. They'll be playing in the Royal Hall at the Villa Marina. And I caught up with Danny and also with Harry from the band the other day. It's a pre-recorded interview. Obviously, they're not here yet, but they're looking forward to it. And, yeah, I caught up with Harry, first of all. I've just been catching up on the YouTube series you did for The Lost Songs. I've seen a couple. I absolutely love those. Whose idea was that?
I'm going to take credit for that. Basically, we planned to release the announcement for the O2 show as like our comeback show. And we just felt like we wanted to give something else to the fans so that they didn't feel like it was, oh, we're back doing a one-off show, playing the hits. You know, we wanted to show that we were back and we were moving forward with the band. And we had a load of songs that we'd never released. So we thought, why don't we release a song a week in the build-up to the O2 show and then accompany that song with a video of us talking about the song, because we had loads of footage from the time. And, yeah, we could give context to the songs. And so, yeah.
I think that was the idea. Really strong use of the old social media, the YouTube. And I loved the little simple duet with Zimina. That was gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a great song, that. Yeah, Tom and Danny wrote that, I think, and originally, they were singing it, the two of them, but it just felt like a duet, and it felt a bit weird, Tom and Danny singing it kind of to each other.
Yeah.
And when we were in Texas at the time recording, there was this Mexican artist called, Jimena.
Oh,
and,
sorry, I've got it wrong.
No, it's, yeah, well, it's difficult to pronounce.
Jimena, yeah. Go on, give me the surname.
Yes, Simonia, I struggle with the...
Thank you.
...the surname, but yeah, she was in the same studio in Texas at the time on this ranch where we were recording the album. And we just got chatting to her and, you know, she invited us into the studio. We were listening to some of her songs and we played her some of ours and we loved her voice. And we just said, hey, you know, do you fancy trying singing on this song? And she literally, within a couple of takes, just smashed it. She had the most sort of characterful voice and it fit perfectly for the duet. So it was a magical moment. We were so inspired that we just thought, let's shoot a video for this, like right here and now. So we went out into the desert, literally just out the driveway of the ranch we're staying on, and just shot a video with Jimena and Tom. And that's up on YouTube.
Well, it blends really well. It's like these songs have been waiting somehow. I mean, what sort of time period are we talking about for the writing?
So we started writing some of those songs in 2011.
Wow.
December 2011, when I was finishing Strictly, Danny, Tom and Dougie went off to Wales on a writing trip. And they wrote the first four of the Lost songs that we released, which was Touch the Rain, Hyperion, Break Me, Day to Move, and Red as well. And then we wrote a bunch of new songs that we then recorded in Texas, because we then toured for a year. It then recorded songs in Texas. Then McBusted happened, you see. So
yeah.
We kind of shelved all the songs because McBusted was really successful. But after that, we kind of took this break. And so, yeah, when we came back together last year, we thought, well, now's a good time to maybe finally release all those songs that had gotten lost. Hence why we called them The Lost Songs.
You mentioned Strictly in passing there. Did you enjoy it or was it blooming hard work?
Yeah, it was hard work, but yeah, I really enjoyed it. It is hard work. It's physical. It's hard. It's kind of nerve-wracking as well, like a lot of pressure, but yeah, it's crazy to think that's when that's the reference point to those songs. When I was finishing that, the guys were in Wales and were sending me these songs, and so there we go.
Manx Radio's Record of the Week, brought to you by Paradise and Gale. You'll love our furniture, you'll love our prices.
Here it is then, the brand new release from McFly. They're coming here next year. We'll be back with Danny after this.
Stepping out my front door, don't know what I left for. Could have stayed in bed with you all day. I'm already calling.
Oh, Record of the week it is. The latest from McFly, Happiness.
Having this.
I'm sure it's going to be another massive hit. They've had 18 top 20 hits already in their career. They've been going since 2003. I can't believe it. So I caught up with Danny Jones after that chat with Harry Judd, and I asked Danny whether or not, you know, now we've got getting through lockdown, hopefully, does touring still give you that same thrill as it used to?
It's where I get the most enjoyment, personally. I think we all do, though, speaking on behalf of the band. It's the best time. Touring is why we do it. You know, all the hard work's done. You get to show off your songs. You get to hear the fans singing it. You get the energy. You know, playing shows is the best thing.
It's going to be wonderful to have you over here. They'll know all the songs, so you're going to get them singing back to you. That must be awesome when the whole crowd is singing your songs back to you.
Yeah, it's the best feeling. It's like a real life certificate.
Love it.
Of like, you've done it. Like, we get to show off as well, you know what I mean?
I mean, 18 consecutive UK top 20 singles, 7 of those number one. I mean, this band, massive. Massive writing, massive success, and well done for all the songs. Because that, you know, you wouldn't, without those incredible songs, it wouldn't have happened.
Thank you very much. You know, we work hard behind the scenes. I don't think people realise what goes on behind the scenes. They just get the kind of finished article, don't they? But it's quite nice that we can document that now in socials and stuff like that. It's kind of nice.
Well, we can't wait to see it. Quick question back to Harry. The McBusted era.
Yes.
Whose idea was that? I mean, it really worked well, didn't it? I mean, for us.
Yeah,
as,
it did.
You know, it worked well.
Yeah, it worked really well. We were on tour in like 2013, I think it was, maybe 2012. And James Bourne from Busted was with us in Manchester. I think we were just hanging out with him, maybe writing some new songs. And we had a show that night in Manchester, and we said to him, oh, why don't you go and play some songs before we go out on acoustic? And he did, and obviously the crowd went nuts. And we were like, oh, how could we make this happen? How could we maybe go on tour with James and Matt? And because obviously Charlie wasn't going to do it. And so originally we thought maybe it'd just be McFly and Busted. And the idea just kind of developed, and jokingly kind of calling it McBusted. And yeah, I mean, our manager and agent seemed to love the idea, and we were like, okay. So we just ran with it, and it just became really successful.
Yeah, it took off.
Way more successful than we could have ever predicted.
I was going to say, did it exceed your expectations? And clearly it did. Guys, I know I've got to let you go. Thank you so much. We can't wait to see you on the Isle of Man. Have a great tour.
Thank you so much. Cheers, mate.
My thanks to Danny Jones and Harry Judd from McFly chatting to me earlier in the week on the Shore Morning Show at manxradio.com. Keep coming back here for more podcasts from Manx Radio with me, Mark Tiley.